And sister.
姐妹早安。
Well, it's Chinese New Year. You all know that.
今天是中国的新年。
So let me greet you for Chinese New Year. May God bless everyone.
让我在中国的新年祝福大家，让神祝福你们。
As a matter of fact, I remember last year. On the first day of Chinese New Year, I also preached.
我记得去年中国新年的时候，我也是在讲道。
And 4 years ago, on the second day of Chinese New Year, I preached just before the pandemic hit.
四年以前，正好是中国新年的第二天，我也在祷告。那时候是这个疫情爆发之前。
I do not know whether this is a coincidence or I get set up.
我不知道是巧合还是我被他们故意这样安排的。
Whatever.
不管怎样。
Okay. I took a break from preaching in the last 4 months.
四个月之前，这四个月我在休息。
Yeah. As my break came close to the end, I thought about what I should preach next.
在我休息接近尾声的时候，我在想我要接下来讲什么样的道呢？
It became clear to me that two critical topics are significantly overlooked in evangelical church pulpits today.
我清楚的意识到有两个。 主题啊，是福音派教会不太愿意讲的。
The first topic revolves around the return of Christ and its associated end-time prophecies. I have previously delivered several messages on this subject, including 3 sermons last year.
第一个主题是围绕着基督的再来以及相关末日的预言。 我之前就这个主题呢，已经发表过几篇信息了。去年讲过3篇道。
The second topic is about the Holy Spirit.
第二个主题是关于圣灵。
In my over 50 years as a Christian, I have heard very few sermons on the Holy Spirit, probably less than half a dozen times.
在我过去50年的基督徒生活中呢，我很少听过关于圣灵这个主题。 大概一共不听到不到6次。
While these two subjects may occasionally surface in church Sunday schools and Bible studies, the discussions are often limited in scope and lack in-depth exploration.
尽管这个主题偶尔在教会的主日学和查经班出现过呢，但通常的讨论呢都是比较狭窄、缺乏深度的。
I observe that these two subjects are often overlooked for similar reasons.
观察到这两个主题被忽略了，是相同的原因。
They are not easy to understand, and due to the lack of proper understanding, Christians and preachers alike have fear of these two subjects and try to avoid them.
第一呢，他们比较不容易被明白。 第二呢，缺乏正确的理解，基督徒和传道人，都对这两个主题感到恐慌，倾向于避免。
Today's sermon title is Getting to Know the Indwelling Holy Spirit.
今天我们讲到的题目呢，就是认识内住的圣灵。
As I prepared this sermon, I became convinced this is a message God wants me to preach, and I felt that the Holy Spirit have been downloading the content of this message to me.
当我准备这篇讲道的时候，越发确信这是神要我先讲的信息，并且圣灵把这篇信息的内容直接下载给我了。
I think the message content has to come from the Holy Spirit, because it is about Him, and He is the only authority in this regard.
我认为这篇信息的内容呢，必须来自圣灵。 因为这是关于他的，他是这方面唯一的权威。
So I hope everyone will pay attention and understand today's message.
所以我希望大家能够留心听 并且能够听懂今天的信息。
This is the overview of today's message.
这就是今天我们要讲的一个概论。
We just covered forward, and then we'll talk about the degrees of knowing God.
刚刚讲到前言，现在我们要讲一下认识神的程度。
We'll talk about pathways to the knowledge of God.
然后接下来我们要讲一讲认识神的途径。
And then we'll talk about Holy Spirit, the unheard of Godhead.
然后呢，讲关于圣灵是前所未闻的神格。
Holy Spirit, the misunderstood Godhead.
圣灵被误解的神格。
The tragic neglect of the Holy Spirit.
忽视圣灵的悲哀。
Holy Spirit, the forgotten God.
圣灵是被遗忘的神。
Meaning of the Holy Spirit in Israel.
至为重要的圣灵。
Getting to know the Holy Spirit through experience.
圣灵内住的含义。
Listening to the Holy Spirit.
听从圣灵。
Testimony of the indwelling Spirit.
从经历上认识圣灵。
And then we have a concluding word.
最后我们做一个结尾。
Degrees of knowledge of God.
首先我们要讲认识神的程度。
J.I. Packer is a very famous and respected theologian. He wrote a profound yet easy to understand theological book titled Knowing God.
J.I. 巴克呢是一位著名的很受人尊敬的神学家，他写了一本书很有深度，却很容易让读者明白的神学书，叫做认识神。
He passed away three and a half years ago.
三年以前出版的。
At 94. It was a good loss to the Christian world.
Oh, he passed away? He passed away 3 years ago?
Yeah, he passed away three and a half years ago.
Okay, 他三年以前过世了。
In his book, Packer pointed out that there are different levels of knowing God.
巴克在这书中指出有我们在认识神的有不同的度，有不同的程度。
Most people merely know of God. Some understand a little bit deeper and more, and they know about God. But very few truly know God.
大部分人呢，只是知道神。那些人对神的了解稍微多一点，深刻一点，他们是晓得神，但鲜有人真正的认识神。
This is malfunctioning. Okay, over it. Intellectual knowledge. Knowledge of God can be pursued through distinct avenues, leading to two different kinds of knowledge.
认识神呢，有两种不同的途径。可以是头脑上的和经历上的。
Let me see if I miss anything. Yeah, I missed something in the last slide. One may have a strong interest in theology, read many books on theological exegesis and apologetics. He may be invited to speak, lead study groups, and write articles. Yet, an interest in theology,having knowledge about God and the ability to think clearly and speak well on Christian themes are not all the same as knowing God. The person may not know God.
一个人可能对神学的有深厚的兴趣，读了很多神学解经和教学的书籍，也可能被邀请做讲员，带领查经写文章。然而对神学的兴趣，拥有对神的知识呢？拥有清晰的思考和认识基督教主题的能力与认识神根本不是一回事，这个人有可能并不真正认识神。
This is not what I say, this is what J.I. Packer said.
这就是那个 J.I. 巴克在他书中所讲到的。
So then we go to knowledge of God. Knowledge of God can be pursued through the two distinct avenues leading to two different kinds of knowledge.
认识神的 程度呢，可以通过两个独特的途径追求，导致两种不同的知识。
Intellectual knowledge, we delve into the study of the Bible, read literatures about God, or enroll in theology course. This path facilitates the development of intellectual knowledge about God.
头脑知识途径，深入的研究圣经，阅读有关神的文献，或者参加神学的课程，这个途径培养出对神的头脑知识。
And then we have experiential knowledge by engaging and interacting with God in our daily life, thereby developing a genuine personal relationship with Him and experiential knowledge.
体验认识途径，在日常生活中与神接触，产生互动，从而与他建立真正的个人关系，产生体验性的知识。
As pointed out in my previous sermon, biblical use of the word know implies an intimate relationship. This intimacy is akin to the profound relationship between Adam and Eve, spouses, and the serpent and his ships, as Genesis 4:1 and John 10:14-15 tells us.
正如在我以前讲道中所提出的，圣经中知道一词的使用呢，是暗示着一种非常亲密的关系。这种亲密的关系就类似于亚当与夏娃、配偶之间以及牧人和他羊之间的深厚关系。这些你可以查考创世纪4:1，约翰福音10:14-15。
Since intellectual knowledge about the Holy Spirit can be acquired through self-study, therefore I will not go into it due to time constraint. I will focus on how we can know the Holy Spirit experientially.
由于关于圣灵的头脑知识可以通过自学取得，因为时间的关系我就不赘述了。我将重点放在解释如何能在经历上认识圣灵。
Nevertheless, I will recommend some good books and articles for you to read that can provide you with a comprehensive understanding of the Holy Spirit.
尽管如此呢，我会推荐大家一些好的书籍和文章，让大家对圣灵有一个全面的认识。
And here are two articles, one in Chinese, one in English, and these are the links.
下面呢就是一个中文的好的文章和一个英文的好的文章。
You can click on the links and then read them.
你可以在文章连接点击都可以看到。
In Acts 19, Paul met some disciples of Apollo and asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" They answered, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit."
在《使徒行传》19中，保罗遇到亚波罗的门徒，对他们问他们说，你们信的时候受了圣灵没有？他们回答说没有，也从未听见有圣灵赐下来。
Today's tragedy is that many believers in churches resemble the disciples of Apollo in Acts 19. They have not heard about the Holy Spirit. Even if they have heard the name, their understanding remains quite superficial and often mistaken.
今天教会的悲哀就是许多教会的信徒就像使徒行传19章中亚波罗的门徒一样，没有听过圣灵。即使他们听过圣灵的名字，他们的理解仍然很肤浅，而且常常是错误的。
Many Christians are familiar with the Apostles' Creed and can recite them. They verbally acknowledge the triune God, but in reality, in their mind, they only perceive a holy duo instead of a holy trinity.
许多基督徒很熟悉使徒的书信，并且能够背诵，他们口头上承认三位一体的真神，但实际上在他们的心底里，他们只看到一个圣二位，而不是圣三位。
They fail to see the Holy Spirit as a distinct person in the Godhead. They perceive the Holy Spirit as an unspeakable power or force, a mysterious spirit or a Holy Ghost, as the ancient King James Version translated.
他们没有把圣灵看作一个独立的位格的神，他们呢视圣灵为一个神秘莫测的力量，一个神秘的灵，或一个像古约中所讲到的Holy Ghost 神秘圣洁的灵。
Jesus Christ is the incarnation of God. He once lived on earth among men and appeared in a way that people can see.Touch and talk to.
耶稣基督是神道成肉身，曾在地上住在人间，以人能可以看得见、摸得着、可以与人交谈的方式出现过。
Comparatively speaking, no one has ever seen the Holy Spirit. The Bible is describes his appearance in the form of a dove, fire, wind, and a whisper, etc. Perhaps.It is for this reason that Christians have a very great understanding of the Holy Spirit.
相对来说，没有人，从来没有人看见过圣灵。圣经里边以鸽子、风、火、细雨等等形式来形容圣灵的显现。或许正是因为这种缘故呢，基督徒对圣灵的认识很模糊不清。
Due to the misconception about the Holy Spirit,The prevalence of counterfeit Holy Spirit phenomena and peculiar incidents observed in certain charismatic churches. Many evangelical congregations have opted to avoid discussion about the Holy Spirit entirely and basically put him in the closet.
由于对圣灵的误解，假圣灵现象的盛行以及某一些灵恩派教会中所观察到奇怪的事件，许多福音派教会选择完全避免讨论圣灵，甚至把圣灵关在壁橱里了。
But the Holy Spirit must not be ignored. He plays a crucial role in our salvation and Christian life.
但是圣灵是绝不可以被忽略的。他在我们的救恩和基督徒生活中担任着关键的角色。
God not only gave us His only begotten Son Jesus, He also gave us His precious Holy Spirit, as Luke chapter 11 tells us. We need the Holy Spirit. Without Him, we cannot live.
神不但把他的独生爱子耶稣赐给我们。他也把他宝贵的圣灵赐给我们，正如路加福音11:13所述，我们需要圣灵，没有圣灵我们活不下去。
During a prayer meeting, a pastor raised this question to the participants.
在一次祷告大会中，一位牧者向会众提出这个问题。
In the past year, how many of you have acknowledged the presence of the Holy Spirit within you?
在过去的一年中，你们有多少人意识到你们内心有圣灵的存在呢？
How many have engaged in conversation with him?
有多少人与他进行对话？
How many have prayed to him?
有多少人向他祷告？
And how many have asked for his filling in your life?
有多少人请求他来充满你的生命呢？
Surprisingly, only one person raised his hand.Even though the attendees were Christian leaders.
令人惊讶的是，尽管参会者都是教会的领袖，但是只有一个人举手。
Pastor Francis Chan wrote a book called Forgotten God. He points out in his book the serious negligence of the Holy Spirit by churches and believers alike.
陈恩帆牧师写了一本书，名叫《被遗忘的神》。他在书中指出，教会和信徒忽略圣灵的严重性。
Another pastor and author, Robert Morris, wrote a book titled "The God I Never Knew." He points out what Christians are missing without the Holy Spirit.
另一位牧师兼作者罗伯特·莫里斯写了一本书名《我从未认识的神》，他指出基督徒没有圣灵的帮助会失去很多宝贵的东西。
And I include table of content on the book here, but you probably cannot read it, but I'll email to you and you can see the content.
在这里这篇照片我把它那个书的章节的大纲也显现在这里了。
During the final days of Jesus' earthly presence, he conveyed to his disciples a message that extends to us today, saying that his return to heaven is for our benefit, otherwise the Holy Spirit would not come.
耶稣在世的最后日子里，他告诉过他的门徒，也包括今天的我们，他回到天上是为了我们的益处，否则圣灵就不会来。
The Holy Spirit serves as Christ's representative on earth today. Hence, he is referred to as the Spirit of Christ, as Romans 8:9 tells us. Now, through the Holy Spirit, Christ remains with us and within us eternally.
圣灵是基督今天在地上的代表，这就是为什么圣灵被称为基督的灵。像罗马书八章九节中所说的，通过圣灵，基督永远与我们同在，并住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit takes on the role of teaching, advising, guiding, and aiding us in our life and faith journey.
圣灵在我们的生活和信仰旅途中担任教导、指导和帮助我们的角色。
He empowers us.And enable us to take on responsibilities.
他赋予我们能力，并使我们能够承担责任。
The Holy Spirit sanctifies us and molds us into the image of Christ, Romans 8:39, enabling us to manifest Christ in our characters.
圣灵使我们成圣，塑造我们成为基督的样式。罗马书八章二十九节。使我们的品格能够彰显基督。
After all, he is the seal of our salvation. Ephesians 1:15 tells us.
毕竟正如以弗所书一章十三节所明，圣灵是我们得救的印记。
So how can we live without him?
我们怎么能活着没有他呢？
Romans 6 further tells us, for the mind set on the flesh,is death, but the mindset on the spirit is life and peace.
罗马书八章六节说到，以肉体为念就是死，以圣灵为念就是生命平安。
This verse tells us the terrible consequence of ignoring the Holy Spirit, that is, putting him in a closet, is death. Conversely,Keeping him on focus is life and peace.
这节经文就告诉我们，如果忽略圣灵，把圣灵放在橱柜里的可怕的后果就是死亡，就是没有生气。相反，把注意力放在他的身上，就会获得生命和平安。
Could this be the reason why our spiritual life or church life is so dull and lifeless?
这是否就是我们在属灵的生命或教会生活中如此沉闷毫无生气的原因呢？
Actually, I'm asking myself this question as the Holy Spirit downloaded this idea to me for this sermon preparation.
其实呢，当圣灵感动我写下这篇讲道的时候，我也是在问我自己这个问题。
In Romans 8:9,Paul reveals a startling fact. The Spirit of God dwells in you. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit is a requisite for becoming a Christian, which means he is the essential person we need to become Christians.
So, 在罗马书八章九节里，保罗揭示了一个令人惊讶的事实：神的灵住在你们里面，圣灵的内住是成为基督徒的必要条件。 这就意味着圣灵是我们基督徒所需要的必要人物。
When Paul speaks of the Holy Spirit dwelling in you, he uses an intimate language. The word used is the root word for house.
保罗提到圣灵住在你们心里是用一个亲密，是用一种亲密的语言。保罗使用的字是房子的词根。
He dwells within us is as intimately as a family living in the same house, just as God once dwelled in the tabernacle and temple in the Old Testament time. So now God's Spirit dwells in your heart.
他亲密地居住在我们里面，就像一个家人住在一个房子里一样，好像旧约的时代神曾经住在会幕的圣殿里一样，现在的灵也住在你们心里。
This is what 1 Corinthians 3:16, 6:19 and Ephesians 2:32 tells us.
这就是哥林多前书3:16、6:19以及以弗所书2:20告诉我们的。
The reference to the Holy Spirit dwelling in you here is also a constant language. If you believe in Christ, the Holy Spirit will not come upon you or walk along with you as it did in Old Testament time. He lives in you forever.
这里提到的圣灵住在你里边是恒久的字眼。如果你相信基督，圣灵就不会像古时那样只是临到你身上与你并肩而行，他是永远住在你里面。
Simply put, the Holy Spirit is not a visitor, not a vacationer in your home, or even a temporary tenant. He is a permanent member of the house. In fact, he is the head of the household.
简单来说，圣灵不是我们的访客，也不是来我们家度假的，更不是临时的租客，他是我们家永远的成员。事实上，他是我们一家之主。
Now, let us ask ourselves this question. Am I aware of the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit within me?
那现在我们问我们自己这个问题，我是否知道圣灵住在我里面呢？
How well do I know him? How close am I to him?
我对他了解有多深，我与他的关系有多亲密呢？
Do we talk to each other regularly? I mean,two-way conversation, not talking to oneself.
我跟圣灵是否有经常的交谈？我是指的双向的对话，不是自言自语呢？
Where in my house does the Holy Spirit live? Do I put him in a closet in the basement, or does he use every room in my house?
在我的房子里面，圣灵住在哪里呢？是不是我把他安置在地下室的衣橱里了？还是他可以使用我的房子里的每一个房间。
The living room is where my social life. Am I too addicted to social media like WhatsApp, WeChat, Facebook, etc. that keep on popping up constantly and non-stop and let them occupy my heart and time?
客厅好比我的社交生活，我是否太沉迷于社交媒体脸书、微信，让他们占据了我所有的心思和时间呢？
Family recreation room is like my leisure and entertainment life. Am I addicted to certain TV program, drama series, sports program, traveling, eating, drinking?And having fun?
我们家庭厅或者是娱乐时间代表我的休闲和娱乐生活，我是否沉迷于某一些电视节目、连续剧或者体育节目娱乐和吃喝玩乐呢？
Bedroom, my quiet time and thought life. Am I alone? Or when I'm alone and not busy, what occupies my mind?Do I enter into God's presence and have conversation with him.
卧室，我宁静的时光和思想的生活。当我独处并且不忙碌的时候，我心灵是被什么占据的呢？我是否进入神的同在，与他对话呢？
To be honest, when I received this voice from the Holy Spirit and wrote this sermon, I felt ashamed because there are some rooms in my house where I have not let the Holy Spirit occupy. I need to repent.
老实地说，当我从圣灵领受这些意念与奖章时，我感到很惭愧，因为我的房子里有一些房间我并没有邀请圣灵入住，我需要悔改。
By the grace of God, I also have areas of victory.
借着神的恩典，我也有得胜的地方。
For example, I know a single young man who has two cars and four motorcycles in his garage. These are his favorite playthings. But I don't waste my money and time in this regard. Our cars are all second-hand and quite old.
比方说我认识一位单身贵族，他的车库里有两部汽车和四部摩托车，这些都是他喜爱的玩物。在这些方面呢，我没有浪费我的钱财和时间，我买的车都是二手车，而且是相当旧的。
One time, our car needed to be repaired, and I was hesitating whether I should do that or not, and I clearly heard a voice inside asking, who owns the car, you or me? Then I understood what God wanted me to do.
有一次我的汽车需要维修，我正在犹豫，我就清楚地听见里边有一个声音，车主是你还是我？当时我就明白神要我怎样做了。
I never realized that the Holy Spirit also lives in our garage and drives the car he gave us. How wonderful.
我从来没有想过圣灵也住在我们的车库并驾驶我们的汽车，这是多么美好的事情啊。
Now we come to the most important part of today's sermon.
现在我们来到今天讲到最重要的部分。
If today's sermon takes a little bit longer, I hope you are patient to listen through, as I believe today's message is crucial and comes from the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He has important things to say.
今天的讲到如果有稍微长一点的话，请你们耐心的听。因为我相信今天的信息非常重要，而且是出自圣灵对我的感动，还有重要的话要说。
Actually, after I wrote that this morning, I cut the sermon short. I decided to mail to you, send an email to you, an article that I want to include in this sermon.
今天早上我又受到圣灵的感动，我决定把它简短一点。有一篇文章我本来要在这显示的，我决定让你寄给你们看。
The topic we have come to is getting to know the Holy Spirit through experience.
今天我们要讲的题目就是从经历上认识圣灵。
The key to knowing the Holy Spirit is to engage him through interactions, kind of like Jacob wrestling with God.
认识圣灵的关键是通过互动与他接触，就像旧约里雅各与神摔跤一样。
First, we need to have a correct understanding of the Holy Spirit. If our understanding is incorrect, leading us to fear him and avoid him, how can we build a relationship with him and get to know him?
首先，我们对圣灵要有正确的观念。如果我们的观念不正确，导致我们害怕他、躲避他，我们怎样与他建立关系认识他呢？
Secondly, we must have a desire to know him. Care about establishing relationship with him. Simply put, we must set our mind on the Spirit, as Romans 8:9 reminds us.
其次，我们必须渴望认识他，在乎与他建立关系。简单的说，我们必须体贴圣灵，以圣灵为念，就像罗马书8:9所提到的。
Thirdly, communication is essential for establishing mutual relationship.
第三，沟通是建立双方关系最重要的。
Therefore, we need God to restore our spiritual senses, our spiritual eyesight and hearing ability, so that we can see what the Holy Spirit is doing and we can see what He's doing and hear what He's saying, because He has, as Revelation chapter 2 and 3 tell us 7 times, He who has ear, let him hear what the Spirit says.
所以我们需要神恢复我们属灵的感官，恢复我们对圣灵的视觉和听觉，让我们能够看到圣灵在做什么，听到他说什么。圣灵像众教会所说的，凡有耳的都应当听。在启示录他这一句话讲了讲了七次。
The restoration of our spiritual senses may take some time, but don't be disheartened. God promises that if we seek, we will find. If we knock, the door will be open to us. Let us fervently cry out to Jesus to revive our spiritual senses.
我们属灵的感官可能需要一定的时间才能够恢复。但是不要气馁，神应许，如果我们寻求，他必寻见；如果我们敲门，他就给我们开门。让我们高声呼喊耶稣，求他恢复我们属灵的敏感度。
Mark chapter 7 and 8 gave us two examples where Jesus healed the blind and opened up the ears of deaf.
在马可福音里边讲了神打开一个人的耳朵，然后使一个失眠盲人可以看见的故事。
You can read those passages.
这两个讲章你可以回去读。
5 years ago, on January 27, 2019, we were worshiping here and I preached a sermon on a related topic.
五年以前 ,2019 年1月27我讲过一篇相关的讲道。
I do not know how many of you still remember. At that time, the sermon topic is listening to the voice of God.
我们不知道在座的还有几个人记得当时的题目是聆听神的声音。
I think that sermon should go hand in hand with today's message.
我认为那篇讲道是与今天的信息是相辅相成的。
Now, at the time, our church do not record sermons, and we don't have don't even have a website. So I will send out the script of that sermon to you for use with this one later.
当时我们教会早期没有电子的记录，所以我会把我当时讲到的脚本呢，可以寄给你们，你们可以看。
12 years ago, I received an extremely valuable article on listening to the Spirit.
12年以前呢，我读了一个非常好的文章，是聆听圣灵的声音。
Even though it was sent to many people, but it came to me very personally through an email.
也许那篇文章寄给很多人。但是别人用电子邮件寄给我了。
It is on June 12, 2012.
6月12号2012年。
I've been helped a lot by this article.
那篇文章对我的帮助很大。
And I treasure it, and I save it in my computer.
我很珍惜它，我把它存在我的电脑里。
There's a lot of valuable lesson for me to learn, and as I say, I'll send it to you.
我自己从里边学了很多的功课，如果你感兴趣，我可以寄给你。
But we don't have time to go into it, and we don't have time to go into this.
但今天呢，我没有办法具体的告诉你。
And I've translated the article into Chinese so everyone can understand it.
我把那篇英文的文章呢给翻译成中文，所以你可以阅读。
I'll just read the beginning paragraph to you.
我就给你读一下那篇文章的开头吧。
Dear David, do you recall the last time the Lord spoke directly to you? What was it that he said to you? Did you take steps to follow through on what he prompted you to do?
亲爱的大卫，你记不记得上一次神给你直接对话是什么时候？他对你说了什么？他催促你去做的事，你有没有采取行动去完成呢？
I'm not trying to put you on the spot by asking these questions. I'm asking myself as well.
我不是要逼你回答，我实际上也用同样的问题在问我自己。
I want to simply use this time to focus on a vital area of our life, the regular practical guidance we can receive by listening to the Holy Spirit.
我只是想通过这个问题呢，把焦点放在我们生活中一个重要的领域，就是如何借着经常聆听圣灵的声音，可以在实际的生活中清楚知道圣灵的引领并随从他。
And then he gave a testimony of how he heard the Holy Spirit and what he learned from it.
接下来这个作者就给了一个见证，他怎么样聆听圣灵，然后他怎么样如何的听从圣灵。
Well, the testimony of listening to the Holy Spirit inside.
他的聆听圣灵之后的见证。
The strongest evidence that we belong to God and that we are saved is our ability to hear the voice of the indwelling Holy Spirit.
我们属于神并且得救的最有力的证据就是我们能够听到内住圣灵的声音。
This is what Romans 8:9-16 tells us.
这就是罗马书八章九到十四、十六节告诉我们的。
And it says, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ.
第九节说，人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God.
第四节，因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。
For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father.
第十五节，你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕。所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿巴父。
Verse 16, the Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
十六节，圣灵与我们的心共证，我们是神的儿女。
Well, now here I would like to give a personal testimony.Of how the Spirit of God speak to me.
现在呢，我讲一下我自己的一个故事，我怎么听到圣灵的声音的。
It happened about 50 years ago.
大概是五十年以前的故事了。
Long time ago, but I can never forget it, you know, all my life.
虽然是很长久了，但是我这一辈子都不会忘记。
I was pursuing graduate study.At the University of Maryland.
当时呢，我在马里兰大学读研究生。
At that time, I had to rely on a research assistantship for my financial support.
当时呢，我经济需要依靠研究助理的助学金来支持。
However, after 1 year, the research fund was depleted.
然而一年以后呢，我的研究经费就耗尽了。
One day.As I passed by the bulletin board of the astronomy department, which is adjacent to my meteorology department, I noticed a job opening for a research position at the Goddard Space Center, Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland.
有一天呢，当我经过我主修气象系与相邻的天文学系的公告牌呢，我看到马里兰州绿带区的戈达太空飞行中心有一个研究的职位，他们在招人。
Given that my major was not in astronomy, I dismissed the possibility, deeming myself ineligible.
鉴于我所学的是天文学，我排除了这种工作可能性，因为我自己我认为我没有资格。
Yet, as I passed by that bulletin board the second time, I heard a inner voice saying, "Why not give it a try?"
然而，当我经过这个布告牌第二次的时候，我听到我心里有一个声音说：“为什么不试试看呢？”
I read the announcement carefully, only to discover.That the application deadline had passed more than a month, so I told myself to forget about it.
我仔细去看了一看这个报告，发现申请截止日期已经过了一个多月了，我就对自己说，算了吧。
Unexpectedly, during my first encounter with that bullet board, I heard the inner voice again saying, "Why don't you try it?"
没想到，当我第三次经过那个布告牌。旁边的时候，我又听到内心的声音对我说：“为什么不试试看呢？”
Out of curiosity about that inner prompting, I decided to visit the astronomy professor who posted the job opening. To my surprise, he told me that the research position was still open.
出于对这个内在催促的好奇心，我决定去拜访一个那个发布这个工作。招聘的天文学的教授，令我惊讶的事是，他告诉我那个职位仍然空缺。
I asked if no one had applied, and he said, "Actually, many have already applied, but no suitable candidate has been found yet."
我就问那个教授说，没有人申请吗？他说，已经有很多人申请了，但是我们还没有找到合适的人选。
I asked.If I could try, he said, yes, and arranged me to be interviewed by two NASA scientists.
我就问我可不可以试试呢？他说可以呀，那我就安排你去太空署的两位科学家面试吧。
After the interview, I was quickly offered a position.
面试完毕以后，我很快就被录用了。
Later, I learned that the previous applicants were all PhD students.Or postdoctors, while I was just pursuing a master's degree at that time. In other words, I had the lowest qualification among all the candidates.
后来我才知道，先前申请这份工作的人都是博士或者博士后，而我那时只是在攻读硕士学位，所以说我是应招人中所有的资历最低的。
For some reason, the two scientists who interviewed me.Didn't want to hire an overqualified applicant.
那出于某种原因，接见我的两位美国太空署的科学家呢，不想雇佣资历过高的人。
Have you ever heard about somebody get hired because he has the lowest qualification?
你有没有听过一个人被录用了，因为他是一个资历最低的人呢？
And you know what? 50 years ago, I was a young guy.It was my first interview ever in my life.
50年前我还是个年轻人，当时是我第一个面试。
I think I didn't even know how to write a resume correctly.
当时我都不知道怎么写一个简历。
Not to say I know how to sell myself.
更不知道如何去销售自己。
I think I look pretty dumb in the interview.
我可能当时看起来也很愚笨。
Why would they hire somebody who has so low qualification and who looks so dumb?
为什么当时他们会录用一个资历如此低、看起来有点愚笨的人呢？
It's really hard to understand.
是很令人费解的。
But God then he understood that the real reason was because he wanted me to recognize his sovereignty and gave me an humbling experience.
但是神让我真正明白的是，因为他要我认识到他的主权，并且给我一个谦卑的经历。
In essence, I was hired not because I was superior to others, but because I had the lowest qualification among the applicants.
就是说我被录用不因为我比别人优秀，反而是我的资历比不上别人。
I didn't deserve that job, but by God's grace, I received something I didn't deserve.
我不配得到那份工作，但是因为神的恩典，我获得了我所不配得的。
Earlier in my sermon, I mentioned Robin Morris wrote a book called The God I Never Knew with a subtitle, How Real Friendship with the Holy Spirit Can Change Your Life.
早些时候我提到罗伯特莫里斯写的一本书我从不认识的神，他的副标题是与圣灵的真正友谊如何改变你的生命。
In his book, Morris tells the story of how a man meets his delicious free meal on his boat trip.
在他的书里，莫里斯讲了一个故事，一个男子在乘船航行的时候如何错过了美味的免费餐的故事。
In the early 20th century, a poor man in Eastern Europe saved up money for many years for a better life in America.
20世纪初，在东欧的有一个很贫穷的人，他呢攒了很多年的钱，想到美国过一个更好的生活。
Finally, he saved up enough money to buy a third-class boat ticket to the United States.
最后他终于攒够了足够的积蓄呢，能够买一张去美国的船票。
He budgeted carefully and bought enough cheese and crackers for his meal during his 12-day voyage.
他仔细的做了预算呢，买了足够的起司和饼干，够他12天航程的膳食了。
During his voyage, he envied the delicious and hearty meals other passengers enjoy in a dining room.While he ate his own cheese and crackers in his cabin.
在航行期间呢，他很羡慕其他的乘客能够到餐厅里去享受美味丰富的饭食，他自己呢就在自己的客舱里偷偷的吃着起司和饼干。
On the last day of the voyage, one of the ship's stewards asked him a question. Sir, I noticed you did not dine with other passengers in the restaurant.
在航行的最后一天，船上的一个乘务员过来问他，先生，我注意到您没有跟其他的乘客一起在餐厅用餐呢。
The man said, I'm trying to save money.
那个男子就回答道，我在省钱。
The waiter said to him, Oh, dear friend, don't you know that the price of your ticket includes 3 meals a day?We have set a seat for you every meal, but you never show up.
服务员就对他说，哎呀，亲爱的，你不知道你的船票的价格包括一日三餐免费的餐吗？每顿饭我们都给你安排了座位，可是你从没来呀。
Arthur Morris described encountering, that he encountered many Christians who live without experience the full blessings and provision available to them as a born again, child of God.
作者莫里斯就描述了自己遇到的很多基督徒，他们生活中没有经历过神重生的儿女所应得到的全部祝福和供应。
The Holy Spirit sent by Jesus as a valuable gift.Is willed as even better than having Jesus himself.
圣灵所赐下的，耶稣所赐下的圣灵是一份极其宝贵的礼物，甚至比拥有耶稣自己还要宝贵。
Morris emphasized that the Holy Spirit brings incredible blessings, but some believers fail to receive and embrace this gift.
莫里斯强调，圣灵带来难以置信的祝福，但有些信徒从未接受和拥抱这份礼物。
In fact, they lead spiritually powerless life, missing out on the riches of God's presence.
反而呢，他们过着在灵里软弱无能的生活，错过了神丰富的同在。
The narrative contrasts them with other believers who enjoy power, hear God's voice clearly and consistently, bless others, portraying the latter as participants in the bountiful banquet table of the Holy Spirit.
作者莫里斯将他们与其他享有能力、清楚能听到圣灵的声音并不断使别人得到祝福的信徒进行了对比，将他们描绘成为圣灵丰盛宴席的参与者。
The author asserts that blessings in the Holy Spirit is available to all believers, not limited to a special class, and emphasizes that it is a gift freely given to those who ask and receive.
作者说，所有信徒都可以获得圣灵的祝福，无限于某一个特殊的阶层，并强调说，这是白白赐给那些祈求和愿意接受人的礼物。
Morris encouraged believers to see the Holy Spirit sit and the Holy Spirit and challenges them to embrace this gift.
莫里斯鼓励信徒追求圣灵，并且拥抱这份来自上帝的礼物。
This ends our message today.
啊，今天我们的信息就结束了。